Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Hello, and welcome back to another solo episode. I'm really excited about this topic because it's something that I talk about a lot. So if you're one of my one-to-one clients, or you're in my membership, or you're just hanging out with me online in social media, I have probably spoken about this and you've heard me speak about this. So social media, I believe, is a tool that you either need to learn how to use or it will use you. So social media may have been around for, gosh, I think it's been around for like two decades now, which is wild, really. And I think the thing that we still haven't figured out is really the effects that it has on us, on our happiness, our mental health, our future mindset. Like, there's still a lot that we don't really know. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, I am incredibly grateful for social media. Like, you now listening to me probably discovered me on social media. So you wouldn't be here listening if it wasn't for social media. So I'm incredibly grateful. I've built a six-figure business with the use of social media, no paid advertising, which is amazing also. So I do see the power of social media. However, it is definitely a double-edged sword. For emerging entrepreneurs especially, I see this a lot because it's something that where I guess you feel triggered quite easily. There is that good old comparison trap, right? Now more than ever before, we can start conversations, hang out online, share our wins, our successes, but we can also find ourselves wasting a lot of meaning, like time chasing meaningless attention, right? Like ego boosting, like all sorts of stuff is happening online. And at worst, we can really suffer from feelings of inadequacy, not feeling good enough, you know, anxiety, lots of mental health stuff can come from it. So I want to share a little bit with you, I guess, on my thoughts around this and the best approaches. A budding entrepreneur, like a new coach, or maybe you're in network marketing, maybe you're a mama that's just starting an online business, whatever it is, I want you to have the tools and I want you to have the mindset that helps you to utilize social media for your business without it really putting pressure on your mental health. So firstly, I think, you know, it's about becoming a thermostat, not a thermometer. The difference between the two is extremely important to note. So a thermometer, like, it's merely reading the temperature, right? So you can tell, it can tell you if it's hot or it's cold. It's just something that is, right? But it is powerless to do anything about it. A thermostat, on the other hand, controls the temperature, right? It has the ability to heat things up and cool things down. It doesn't just default to the way things currently are. A thermostat has the ability to change the environment. So it's very easy to get discouraged when you look at, say, all the statistics about how social media uses trends to make us feel a certain way or make us feel worse than we are or compare ourselves or how much time the average person spends each day dealing with social media or dealing with an email. But feeling discouraged or helpless, it doesn't help. And living in a bubble is definitely not a practical solution. And I'm pretty sure my boyfriend thinks I live in a bubble. And sometimes I feel that way and I'm quite happy about it. Working from home, hanging out with my fur ball is just so much fun that I'm happy anyway. But what you've got to stop doing is reacting to social media. So you must develop intentionality if you want to dictate, I guess, the terms of engagement and facilitate a positive use when it comes to the online space. It's far easier to consume, like I'm sure you can agree. And the answer to move away from that is simple, but it's far from easy. So we firstly really have to become aware, and we have to build a more resilient mindset when it comes to social media. And we must learn to spend more time creating than consuming. So write that down, write that somewhere that you'll see it. Create, not consume. So at its most basic level, social media can be viewed like a game, right? It's a tool. In fact, several social media developers have actually admitted to gamifying their users' experience, which is pretty scary. They want people to get involved and stick around for as long as possible, because what that means is that you're spending money through them and their advertising, you're buying their products, you're buying their services, and in turn, you gain a chance at winning social media's main prize, attention. So whether users or yourself want to admit it or not, gaining attention is the number one objective when it comes to social media. So I say, don't play by social media's rules. Like, by always striving to get noticed amongst the noise, this is where I see entrepreneurs and online business owners starting to compare their success with their comparison, you know, with their competition. They're comparing to those that are online with them, right? And this can be really bad news, not only for your mental health, but also for your business. You know, when you start to compare your achievements against someone with a louder social media presence, you're falling down that trap of comparison and not good enoughness, you know? And after all, right, how easy is it to take to social media and start beating yourself up? Like, it's so easy to be like, I wish I had what she had. Why can't I have that? Why can't I look like that? Why don't, you know, what is it that we get stuck in there? Every time we refresh our feeds, we find yet another person who seems to be more successful or more put together than us, right? There's another mom that's killing it online today, a coach that's fully booked out, a millionaire network marketer. And you start wondering all these things of, how will I ever reach that level? Like, what do I have to do to compete with them? How about this? Don't compete and don't compare yourself to others. The thing that you forget is that their post was a contribution to the game of grabbing the most attention. By getting sucked in and comparing yourself to others, you lose the game. You start wasting your energy and attention on vanity metrics that don't matter to you or your business. This is the problem when you get stuck down that comparison trap, down that rabbit hole, down the attention and being like this person and trying to keep up with the Joneses. You forget your mission, you forget your impact goals, you forget why you're doing what you're doing, because all of a sudden you're going back to the ego and you're only doing it to serve that and serve the vanity metrics, which, I hate to break it to you, followers don't pay the bills. So it doesn't matter how many followers you have, because you can't take them to the bank. So what I want you to do is, instead of all that, I want to tell you the one thing that I believe social media, people who are successful on social media, successful entrepreneurs, they stay in their own lane. They don't get caught up on the instant feels from a post or engagement. They let their own work do the talking. They're not posting stuff for ego or attention grabbing. They seek to learn far more than they seek to show off. So one of the healthiest ways that you can promote yourself through social media is to remember that you only have so much time to achieve your goals and impact the world and make a difference. So why would you want to waste your energy getting caught up in negativity? And why is it so many waste their time doing this? I reckon the answer is simple, right? It's so much easier to destroy than it is to create. Creating takes time. Creating takes, you know, mindset. It takes commitment. It takes dedication to your work. It's easier to tear something down instead of building something from the ground up. We've all seen the haters and the trolls online and wondered how that person came to be so negative. Gosh, I can't even begin to tell you, when I was a fitness model, what happened to me and the nasty things that were said about me on Facebook for the whole world to see, because Instagram really didn't exist back then. I had a Facebook page with about 20,000 followers on it, which was pretty big back then. And I had all these people engaging because it was really easy to get seen back on Facebook then. You didn't need to pay for advertising or anything like that. And so there were trolls saying things like, no man would ever make love to you when you look like that. You're too masculine, ugly, fake. It was everything you could think of that was coming at me because of the way I looked and the way that I was showing up in the world as a fitness competitor. So these people that you see doing this, these keyboard warriors, they're people who've lost the game. They've lost the game of social media. Their attention has been won and they've become jealous of the fantasy image that's being portrayed to them. They forget that social media is just a tool and they start seeking ways to insult the person who's managed to provoke their interest. So in short, these people want to make themselves feel better and truly heard. So no matter what the thing that they say means to the other person, they're just going to say it. It could be so damn nasty. And I sometimes just cannot believe that people think it's okay to say the things they do on social media. It's awful. But let me say to you, have you ever seen someone you're truly inspired by, an inspirational woman or man in business, wasting time arguing in the comments of a YouTube video or on Instagram? No. There's a reason why not. They value their time and they only spend it on their goals and vision, not playing in the swamps with those people. And Tim Ferriss says it well. Online, I see people committing social media suicide all the time by one or two ways. Firstly, by responding to all the criticism, meaning you're never going to find time to complete important milestones on your own, and by responding to things that don't warrant a response. So if you've ever felt inadequate in a response to another person's success, chances are you've been swept up into the gamification of social media, into the funnel of consumption and comparison. And by focusing on social media as a tool instead, entrepreneurs and business owners can stop being followers and consuming and start proving themselves as someone worthy of being followed, someone who creates. With so much content being created every day, even the most outrageous or funniest posts are often forgotten in a moment. So why would you spend time creating content that just adds to the noise? Why go after the ego boosters? And why fall for the stories of others are trying to just sell you online? Why not instead invest in your work, invest in the value and add value to the world that you bring? And when it comes to social media, seek to learn and to engage and to create. Seek to start conversations and build friendships and relationships that interest you and inspire you, and learn how you can stop adding to the problem and becoming part of the solution. So I want to challenge you this weekend or whenever you're listening to this podcast to start trying to consume less and spend more time creating, right? So what I'm going to say to you is this: go for a couple of days if we're doing the weekend, or maybe you do 3 days. What I want to allow for you is reading books, listening to the radio, listening to podcasts. You know, it's such a great thing. And so it's super easy to like listen to them and just be into the absorption of learning and growing. Go to the cinema, read magazines, post on Instagram and Facebook if you've got it for your business, and reply to the comments and direct messages, but that's it. So no Netflix, no YouTube, no Amazon Prime, no films at home, no Facebook, no Twitter, no internet browsing, only internet for work if you need it. No emails or internet after 6 p.m. No consuming on Instagram in the feeds or stories. Just posting, just engaging and answering messages, and no online shopping. I'm just going to put that one in there. But what I really want to challenge you this, guys, because I really think it's so important that you start to look at the consumption that you have when it comes to social media. How often have you just gone to do something and then gone, oop, 2 hours later, I'm down the hole still? It's so easy to do. And so I want you guys to start using social media and not letting it use you. Thank you for tuning into another episode. I cannot wait to bring you some more amazing goodness over the coming weeks. If you've loved this episode, as always, share it with someone, share it on stories on Instagram, tag me. I would love to share it in my stories, and I always love engaging with you. So do send me a message to let me know what you're loving inside the episode. If you take any notes, share it on stories. Again, it's just such a beautiful thing to be able to see you guys utilizing and benefiting from the episode. So until next time, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.